I don't know how many of you have been seeing the sunrises and sunsets of the fall skies and so on. Beautiful. And I especially like fall. I like the colors. Of course, I like to hunt and some other things too. But anyway, that it's great to be alive this morning, so to speak. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we're talking about safeguarding moral purity. And I just thought I'd elaborate just a little bit on that. I don't want to say too much or too little here, but there's a couple verses in Proverbs 5, and then there's a couple verses in Proverbs 6, and a couple in 7 that are not in our Sunday school lesson this morning. I'd like to read those. Proverbs 5, verses 7 through 14. Therefore hear me now, my children. I do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. And that's speaking about the immoral woman that it speaks about in the first verses there. Lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised correction? I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. I failed to mention that some of these scriptures this morning are, I'm pretty much interested in this corner over here. It can go the whole way back and the whole way around, but, you know, however it works out the best. So in Proverbs 6, verse 20 to 22, it says, my son, keep your father's command. And do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your neck, upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak to you. That's some pretty powerful words there this morning about thinking about what our parents do. And how they instruct us and how they keep us and what they tell us. Let me read a few verses in Proverbs 7 yet. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin. That they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. These scriptures are simply telling us to safeguard. They're telling us to remain pure. They're warning us from things that could cause us disaster. There's a lot of sins in life that can be committed that are bad. Like our lesson says something about a man stealing when he's hungry and that kind of thing. It's kind of, you know. But sins against the flesh and sexual sins and so on are very serious. I'm saying this morning that we need to guard about the things we hear. And I know some of us as parents aren't very bright. And I know some of the young people think that way sometimes and so on. But you know, when it talks about in chapter 6 and verse 20, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. That's some real teaching from the scripture that's really, really important. You know, 55, 60 years ago, I didn't think that was very important. But I see it much more important today than what I did then. We're living in times of high technology, and I don't know what all I'm talking about here, so be careful. We talk about, well, to start with, we have cell phones. You know, I made it when we were youngins. Cell phones weren't even we barely had phones in the houses, let alone yet cell phones. But anyway, we're talking about cell phones today. We're talking about chat rooms. We're talking about Twitters and Facebook and all this kind of thing. I don't really know what I'm talking about for sure, but I know some of them can be a little, a little iffy, depending what happens. So I believe that it's important that, I believe it's important that we guard against these things. Our lesson aim in the adult lesson today says to guard our hearts carefully from wrong desires, remembering that guilt and shame come from the pleasures of sin. Think about that. Guilt and shame come from the pleasures of sin. So I guess my instruction this morning would be that we as parents or whoever need to be aware of some of the things that are happening. We need to help our children, our grandchildren, and whoever's coming after us to follow in the ways of Christ. One scripture in our lesson this morning says, live happily with the wife of your youth. You know, there's many things happening today. Many people are marrying, and then they marry again, and again, and so on. Oh, it's a pleasure, it's a joy to live with the wife of our youth. I'm so glad for that privilege this morning. And as we commit our ways to Christ, and as we continue to serve Him, thinking of the things that we may encounter, let's keep ourselves pure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness again to us this morning. Thank you for your love, your care, and your faithfulness to us. When we think about the seasons and when we think about how things change, and we think about the beauty of nature, the way you can paint pictures like nobody else can, I just thank you this morning for creation and for nature and what all you've done for us. And I just pray today that as we look into our Sunday school lesson and as we think about the things that we need to think about today, when we need to realize that we need to keep ourselves pure, there are many things, there are many allurements in the world today that can pull us aside. And I just pray that you would help us to trust you and to allow you to work in our lives. Bless our Sunday school time this morning. The children and the teachers as they go to their classes, keep them in your care. Help them to be able to teach the children something that would stick with them today, and each of us that we might be able to serve you well. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.